You are listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Well, the ground is frosty and Idaho winter is in full effect right now. However, our guest today says it's not too early to think about spring, specifically spring vegetable gardens. Jamie Brennan owns and operates Gold Feather Gardens and is with us today to talk more. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Gemma.
So, Jamie, you specialize in kitchen gardens. Can you explain to us exactly what that means? And also, why do you think people should give growing some of their own food, you know, a try?
Absolutely. So a kitchen garden is essentially a raised bed vegetable garden. We use usually cedar or steel beds, organic soil, and local plants in ours. And I'm on a mission basically to get everybody in Boise growing a little bit of their own food. And that's because I want our city to be more sustainable, healthier, and happier. I think if we all grow a little bit, it really improves all of our lives.
And it's not as, it's not like you have to start big and have this massive garden. I mean, maybe, you know, grow some tomatoes, something like that.
Yeah, I even start people on herbs and greens. I want gardening to be a part of your lifestyle. I don't want you to have a homestead style garden. I don't think it's realistic for our lives. So I usually start people with herbs and greens. Those are kind of the things that they get a lot out of growing at home. They're more flavorful and fresher versus grabbing them at the grocery.
So the last thing I think a lot of folks listening right now are probably thinking about, you know what, let me think about what I want to eat in June, vegetable wise. But you believe this is a really good time to start thinking about that. Why is that?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people think that we wait to plant in the Treasure Valley until May, when actually I'm going to be sowing my first few seeds this weekend. I have raised beds and I actually just ran out before the program to see if my soil was workable yet. And in my raised beds that have covers on them, it is nice and soft. So I can start planting onions, carrots, lettuce, peas, mustard, spinach, all of that right now. So you really don't have to wait.
Really? So you can really, so as long as the soil's right, you can start now.
Yeah, there are some, we have a couple seasons in Boise, a cool season, which is kind of when you get all your crisp greens and root vegetables going. And then our warm season is everybody's favorites, the tomatoes, the peppers. Those things obviously don't go in until May, but we have a whole cool season before then where you can get a ton of harvest.
Okay, so for folks who maybe tried a garden as a hobby during this never-ending pandemic, but maybe didn't feel like they were very successful at it, what can folks do to try to set themselves up for success this year?
Yeah, so my biggest thing right now is garden planning. I'm a big believer that if you go to the nursery without a plan, it's like going to the grocery store on an empty stomach. You just buy everything in sight, you come home and don't know what to do. So I'm really focused on garden planning right now. I have a bunch of blogs that I recently published on my website, which is goldfeathergardens.com, that go through the steps that I take in garden planning. And I find that a lot of folks really just to start the season off well can start from a plan like that.
So you mentioned that some really easy crops are the herbs. Is that what you ultimately would recommend if you're a beginner? And then I guess from there, I mean, is it something we can just have in our kitchen? Do we need to plant it outside? How does that work? Because I have to tell you, that's the stumbling block for me is okay, well, once it's outside, then what do I do?
Yeah. So my biggest savior in the garden is automated watering. If I don't have something on automated water, it is sure to die. So that's a big part of our setup when we install gardens. And so especially for beginners, getting that setup right is really key. And that's really what we specialize in, is getting the garden in the right spot, using the right materials, and really suited to your lifestyle. If you're super busy, I'm not going to give you a huge garden. So I really focus on customizing that to your lifestyle. And then from there, it's just choosing plants that do well, either in your location or in your climate. Herbs really don't need a ton of sun or a ton of water or really a ton of attention. So those are something that are just really easy to get started with, as long as you have a good setup. And by that, I mean just good quality soil in a good deep container with automated watering for sure.
Okay. So I also think starting from seeds can be really intimidating for some folks. So what's an easy entry level setup then? If you want to grow seeds, what would you recommend?
Sure. So I'm famous for saying I cannot start seeds. I always definitely try and grow a tray at least of seeds at home. But for most folks, we don't have enough light in our natural space. So you kind of have to rig up some extra lighting. And then the watering piece of it is just really challenging because if you use a seed tray, there's 72 cells in it. And that's 72 little plant babies that need a lot of time and attention, which just proves to be a lot. But North End Nursery actually has a really great seed starting kit that has a light and a lid and all sorts of good stuff that I recommend to people all the time.
Okay. So if you're not going to go that route, are there benefits to waiting then until later this spring and maybe buying seedlings from a nursery and doing it that way?
Absolutely. A lot of the stuff that we can plant right now, you can actually direct sow. So your lettuces, your peas, spinach, onions, those things. If you just buy some seed packets and sow them in your garden, that's called direct sowing. Versus later on in March, kind of mid-March, we start to see transplants in the nurseries is when you get those larger and longer duration plants like your broccoli, your kale, those sorts of things. So even if you just throw a couple seeds in the next few weeks. And then in a couple weeks from then on, you can throw a few more in. You'll start staggering your harvest and just really start experimenting with the season.
So even if you're going to go the nursery seedling route then, I mean, when should you actually start getting all of that then in the dirt? I mean, now?
Yeah, typically we don't see them in the nurseries until really the middle of March. Sometimes even early April is when we start to see transplants available at the nursery. So really starting with those direct sow plants, because, you know, on my seed schedule right now, I don't really have anything that's going to go in the garden as a transplant until mid-March or April. So even if I do start it inside, I'm not planting that plant out for another few weeks.
So, you know, I heard you say that you'll help people get gardens started. So, I mean, are you available to come and help people set their garden up? Because I have to tell you, that is one of the reasons why I've never even tried it, Jamie, is because
this is the year, Gemma. We're getting you a garden.
Clueless. Okay. We're going to start so slow, Jamie.
Yeah. You know, and that's kind of my favorite thing. I have so many gardens from last year who were total beginners, and just truly it is about the setup, in my opinion. I think if you can really get that dialed in, which is what we've done by building more than 30 gardens last year in Boise, you can really start to practice the technique of gardening, which is really just paying attention to plants versus focusing on rectifying all the things you did wrong in your setup. So yeah, we do home consults. Right now we're booking for February, and then we're booking for April installations right now. So if you want to get a garden in time for tomatoes, which go in May, now is a great time to get started.
Okay. Because I have to say, I think that is the thing that holds, frankly, a lot of people back is, especially if you've never been exposed to it or tried a garden, it's really intimidating.
It is. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, what we post on Instagram and things like that in terms of our harvests and our beautiful gardens is only a fraction of what's really going on in there. There's a lot of plants that don't make it, and plants are kind of like people. Some of them thrive and some of them don't. So really being kind to yourself and understanding that gardening is a practice, and you're going to learn something with every seed that you sow and every plant you plant, and not being so hard on yourself. Because for me, the garden is just a really awesome and safe place to play and to learn about the life cycle and just get to watch it. So trying not to think so much about the outcome, because luckily we all live in Boise, we can run down to the co-op and get some good organic fresh produce. If things don't work out, I still have a CSA in the summertime. So I really just love to use my garden as a place to experiment and play. And then the things that come out of it in terms of harvest basket is just a total bonus. So I like to approach it from that direction and not necessarily in terms of let's get canning in the first season.
Okay, good. I love your take on this. Jamie, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's so fun.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Jamie Brennan. Her business helps people in Boise grow their own kitchen gardens. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.